just began the beautiful Advent season. And one of the first changes you probably noticed is I'm wearing a different color vestment. I'm wearing purple today and during the Advent season. And it's not because I'm trying to make a fashion statement by wearing this color. The reason why is because back then, during the time of Jesus, purple was a very rare color in nature and a very difficult color to obtain. It took thousands, if not tens of thousands, of sea snails that had to be acquired, that had to be crushed to produce enough dye for just one piece of clothing. So pretty much only kings and very wealthy people could afford purple-colored clothing. And so by wearing this color today, I'm basically was signifying the future coming of a great king, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. And that this king will bring with him all the laws and teachings that we need to go into his everlasting kingdom. And also another change during the season is you notice we have a wreath on the right side, the left, or your right side of the sanctuary, and right next to Our Lady. And that wreath that goes around the candles, it's made from evergreen. And we think of an evergreen just during the whole year, how it always stays green. And that's symbolic of God being everlasting. And that evergreen is in a circle, has no beginning and no end. God is eternal. He is everlasting. He has no beginning and no end. And so God comes to us during this Advent season to give us a share in eternity. St. Augustine once beautifully said that God became a man so that man might become like God. Not that we become God. Well, there's only one God. Not that we become better than God in some kind of prideful way. We become like him. We have a share in his eternity. Because that is what we most yearn for. Remember when I was assigned to St. Bridget's Church in Abington, Mass. And they had a school just like over here. And I walked into the first grade class. And I asked the kids, does anybody here want to live forever? And the kids showed off their hands and they're like, me, me, me. All of us yearn to live forever. Kids really understand that. We're all wired for it. And Jesus can give us and fulfill that yearning so that we have a share in everlasting life. And also in that Advent wreath, there are four candles. And every week we're going to light an extra candle. So it will become brighter and brighter and brighter as Jesus gets closer and closer to us. And we think about what light is. You know, thank God for the lights from the sun, you know, in this church. We see what's going on. We know where to walk with the help of the light. So the light of Christ, as it's going brighter and brighter within us, so trying to follow our King, Jesus dispels the darkness of sin. And with this light, he guides our footsteps to his kingdom in heaven. And so, and also that first candle in the wreath is symbolic hope. Every candle has a different meaning. And the first one is hope. And hope looks out to a future good. And so, as we're hoping this Advent season for Jesus' coming, you know, we're yearning for that. And it's in the future. And it's not just the coming of Jesus in Christmas. I think some people think Advent's about that, and it is to some point. But his coming in Christmas is only a third of what Advent is all about. Advent really is about the coming of Jesus in his fullness, in the past, in the present, and in the future. One of the last words that Jesus said to his church in the Gospel of Matthew is, I will be with you unto the end of the ages. So Jesus is always with us, past, present, and future. And Advent really talks about that. How he came to us in the past as a little baby boy, and God became man. And Jesus teaches us through the scriptures we read during Mass. We learn from him back then what he taught. We learn about his teachings. And it's these teachings that guide us towards his kingdom. And Jesus is also with us in the present during Mass, when he comes down from heaven to earth, so that from earth he can help us to get to heaven. And he comes to us in the Eucharist. And today, Jesus is so much closer to us than in the past. Back then, Jesus walked side by side with his apostles. Today, he's going to walk inside of us. He's so much closer, and he's going to walk within us to help guide our thoughts, to guide our hearts, and to ultimately guide our footsteps towards his kingdom in heaven. And Advent is also about the future coming of Jesus and his second coming, when he'll come to us as a king, when he will judge the living and the dead, and then fulfill the yearning of his faithful for everlasting life, to then bring his flock to his kingdom of peace and justice and love with the Lord. So Jesus comes to us in this Advent season. And I think we also need to do our part to go to Jesus. The very first prayer in the Mass is very beautiful. It said how we should go run forth to meet our Christ, to possess his heavenly kingdom. Jesus comes to us, and we should only just walk to him, but run to him, have an eagerness, you know, an eagerness, a desire to really follow him, to walk after his teachings, to love him. And by doing this, we can then possess his heavenly kingdom. So let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord today and in eternity.